Hi there, Hopeless Joy here, wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. Welcome back and thank you for joining me on this stained glass spirituality fun fest I call my soul journey. The world is changing. Why don't you? How can I be a better version of me? I am learning new things every day. As everything in life, nothing seems to be completely black or white. There's somewhat of a spectrum in situations as these. Some omissions are harmless, while others are necessary. Some believe that omissions are just sweeter versions of lies, but not inherently lies in themselves. At what point do you draw the line? When does an omission become a lie? Or does it even become a lie at all? A lie is not in the words or the lack of words. It is in the intention of the deceiver. The intent is to elicit a specific response from the asker. Is an omission only a lie when there is an expectation of a truthful answer to a question, where the answer was deliberately used to obfuscate the truth? A deliberate omission can be considered a lie if the lack of information alters outcomes. Be it discernment or decision, you do not owe everyone in your innermost life story. But if you are withholding relevant information in order to sway a person's judgment in some way, then it appears you are in fact lying to him or her. The main definition of lie in the dictionary is, in essence, a false statement made knowingly and deliberately. A lie is something you say, not something you don't say. Now, really think about this. Does this distinction simply serve as a rationalization for a person to engage in any action he or she feels like taking part in? Omission seems to become a lie when you intentionally hide something from someone. If you know that you are omitting is in fact relevant and you have a specific motive, well, that is most definitely a lie. Any attempt at deception is the same as a lie, regardless if it is done through delivering false information or the omission of critical information. The end result and overt attempt is exactly the same. If you look at the end result and go backwards and can understand why people use the terms lie and omission interchangeably, well, the purpose of both is to hide the truth. The difference is that when people lie, not only are they hiding the truth, but they're also submitting another lie to believe as the truth, whereas there is no effort taken by omitting. However, the end result is the same. You are, in fact, hiding pertinent information. In this quote, I couldn't agree with more. People think that a liar gains victory over his victim. What I've learned is that a lie is an act of self-abdication, because one surrenders one's reality to the person to whom one lies, making that person one's master, condemning oneself from then on to faking the sort of reality that person's view requires to be faked. The man who lies in the world is the world's slave from then on. There are no white lies. There is only the blackest of destruction, and a white lie is the blackest of all. Take care of you. I love you. Thank you so very much for listening. You love you. You are so freaking amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until we meet again.